Time for another edition of Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep Sam from her appointed rounds. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What do I call you by? Because everything's all the PR stuff still says Sam Asper.
Yeah, it's Sam Warren now, okay. But that's all right. I think it's a mixture at this point in time.
Talk about Powhatan County Extension 4-H. Kathy Lentz, weather-wise, unable to make it in, but you made the drive.
I did, yes. It wasn't terrible, but definitely a slower route today.
Sure. So absolutely. Well, thank you for being here. You've got a bunch of stuff you want to talk about this morning.
Yes, sure. We can start with, well, for 4-H-wise, since that's kind of my game.
Yep.
December 7th, we have our beef weigh-in coming up. That's going to be, so it's a Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Grinnell Vet Clinic. And this is for anyone, any FFA or 4-H members who want to show at the county fair or the state fair. If they're showing market beef animals, they need to bring them in to get weighed in. And then they'll go online and verify them by February 1st. If they can't make it to our weigh-in date, there are others available in the county. They just need to give us a call, and we can make sure to hook them up with those other dates as well. But we encourage them, hopefully, if they can make it to ours, it's just a little bit easier, but no big deal if they can't. So
okay.
Yeah.
Good
so,
to know.
Fair stuff already coming up. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The snow's already flying, and they're already talking fairs.
That's yes, just... exactly.
What's wrong with that picture?
I know. It's weird, isn't it? Although, it wouldn't have been surprising last year if it had... snowed when we were doing fair entries, to be honest, so.
Yeah. All right, so what else going on?
For 4-H, we also have a poultry workshop that next Saturday, December 14th, so our December is looking busy. That's going to be at the fairgrounds, probably around 10 a.m. We don't have the details finalized, but we're working with the poultry superintendents. Kids are going to be able to handle birds that we bring in, and they can kind of work on their showmanship, learn about how to take care of their animal moving forward so they have the best shot at the fair this next year. So okay. It's a really great opportunity, even if they don't have their birds yet or they've never shown poultry before, just to come check it out and see, kind of get some hands-on experience and see what they'd get in for. So.
I watched one of those poultry shows.
Oh, yes.
At the fair this year. Mm-hmm. And the lady who was doing the judging, she was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd asked some really probing questions to
yes.
the kids. And it was a teachable moment because, mm-hmm. Obviously she knew the kids didn't know the answer.
Right.
And then she'd use that to teach them about the animal. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. We love getting judges like that. They kind of help the kids not just, ask them and then like, oh, you don't know, and walk away. So it's really great when they can, like you said, a teachable moment. And then things like this, going to workshops, whether it's our county or I know other counties host some too, it's always good to kind of refresh your brain before summer comes along. So
I learned an awful lot.
Yeah, you always do.
I learned more about chickens than I ever wanted to. So there it is.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Cover, I don't know. It's there's a cover crop field day coming up for, and this is stuff that Kathy was sending.
Yes.
Through.
So
that's at the Lucas Bayer Farm in Guernsey. It'll be
November
Wednesday.
13th. Yeah, that's coming up.
I think the crop will be covered probably by about 4 inches of snow.
Yes, probably. But you know what? It could be an experience. Come out and learn some things about cover crops. I think you need to RSVP hopefully by last week. But if you give us a call today, if you're interested in coming, at 641-528-2065, just so they can get a meal count hopefully today if you're interested, since okay. It's Wednesday already.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's flying in there pretty quickly.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow night, Farm Bill.
Yes.
ARC, PLC, Farm Financial Decisions. That's a lot of acronyms there.
Yes, it is. And I can't honestly tell you what they all stand for. But this is just kind of our yearly Farm Bill meetings. We're having one. The first one kicks off in Grinnell tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The doors will open at 6:30, and there's no registration fees or pre-registration required. It's at Key Co-op this year in Grinnell, but if you can't make it to this one, there's lots of other ones around Iowa and central Iowa that kind of go from now until the end of November. So okay. Just kind of going up over some Farm Bill decisions, and it's farm financial decisions as well. So very informative. I know last year they had a pretty good turnout. So
yeah, Steve Johnson always holds forth on all that stuff there. But you're also, one of the interesting one about this year there's that farm stress management component.
Yes, very important.
Because farming isn't at all stressful.
Oh, no, never. Especially, you know, here's the snow early for you.
Especially not here.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, so we have a lot of things coming up. Farm Bill meeting, cover crop. We also have some webinars coming up about integrating cover crops for grazing into row crop enterprises. I believe if you're interested in those, we can get you hooked up with them if you give our office a call at 641-623-5188. So
the magic number.
Yes, lots of learning opportunities. Just call the magic number.
Does Powashik County 4-H have a Facebook?
We do, yes. It is Powashik County 4-H. You can search for us. We try to put our events up there as much as possible, and then put reminders, like if we have deadlines coming up, things for the fair, other things like that.
So that's always a good resource there, is just go to the Facebook page, because chances are you'll find out about all that stuff.
Yes, you will. Yes, definitely.
That's good to know. we're talking this morning. Sam's joining us this morning for Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community, just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower Community, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk, talking with Sam Warren from the Powashik County Extension and 4-H. Mm-hmm. Kathy Lentz lost somewhere in the wilds of Iowa on I-80. Waiting out the traffic jam out there because of that accident over by Colfax exit.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not the only one waiting out there, for sure.
They've had some slow going through there.
Yes, definitely.
If she was here, though, mm-hmm. she'd be talking about the calendar.
Yes, the Hort calendar. So every year we get the Hort calendars in. We offer them for $7. And this year the theme is butterflies. So each month has a different butterfly, and then it tells you a little bit about the species of butterflies. And the calendar is really cool because on each month it'll tell you, it's kind of like a grid, and you can use it as like a gardening journal. And then on each day, on certain days, it'll say like, maybe plant your tomato plants inside and then move them outside, or little things you can do to help your garden or help remind you as before the summer comes.
Yeah, so. It's great. My wife loves it. I get her one every year.
Yep.
I get $7. I figure I can spend that kind of money on her for Christmas. So
right.
but it really does. It has some great tips on there. And the pictures are just amazing.
Yeah, they are. I can't remember what last year's was, but the butterfly
wildflowers.
One. Wildflowers.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yes. The butterfly one is very popular this year, too. We're actually ordering more because... Oh. So we'll get more in, but if you call, and we might not have one left at the moment, but we're getting more. So right. And these are $7 for anyone that's interested in gardening or just wants to look at some pretty pictures.
They're a great gift. They make a great Christmas gift.
Yes,
they really do. If you have a gardener or somebody who's interested, likes gardens, or just like butterflies or pretty pictures, and just needs to know what day it is, it's really much pretty.
Yes.
covers the whole gamut there.
Yep.
So, the 2020 Iowa State calendar. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, $7, that's all.
Not bad. I mean, I think I spend like $20 on a calendar every year. I should get this one instead. What am I doing?
That's right. And then you know when to plant.
Exactly.
It's good. Well, it even tells you other stuff, too. You know, like, this is the time where you should be putting down mulch, or this is where you should be doing this, or pruning this, or doing that. So, and for people who don't know, all of us can't all be master gardeners.
No.
And so it's good to have handy safety tips.
Yes. And even, even if you are a master gardener, if you just need a reminder, or I know there's a few on there, too, that just say, like, go walking through someone else's garden or some, or like take a walk to get ideas. So just kind of getting you out and about and thinking about being outside.
Raspberries.
Yeah. Maybe not that. We don't encourage that.
Oh, okay. What else going on?
Well, for 4-H, we do have an enrollment deadline coming up this Friday. This is for returning members. So if they were in 4-H or Clover Kids last year, we just ask that they're signed up online and have their fees paid by this Friday, November 15th. This is mainly for insurance purposes to get them on our insurance well before they start having all their meetings throughout the year. If they're new members and they know they're joining, we encourage them to sign up by this deadline, but we do take new members throughout the year because not everyone finds out about 4-H in the fall. So we still encourage you to join throughout the year, but for returning members, have your stuff done by this Friday.
Do you have stuff put into the virtual backpacks at the schools?
We do, yes. I believe we do, okay, yes.
So there'll be some
it should be
you
still
can,
up.
You can look in those reminders.
Yes, yeah. And speaking of virtual backpack, we have our Clover Kids program, as you know. So we're doing 2 sessions in Montezuma, 2 in Brooklyn and 1 in Grinnell. I believe that's on the virtual backpack. Those are after school programs that meet once a month. And then we also have our Nature Club, which is for 4th grade and up. And it's technically a 4-H club, but we meet after school, more like Clover Kids. We have that next week, and that's on the virtual backpack as well. If they or they can call our office if we're still taking it, members, if they're interested in signing up for Nature Club. So they can always give that magic number a call at 641-623-5188.
The age range again for Clover Kids is?
K through 3. Yep.
Okay. K through 3rd grade and then 4th graders and then gone.
Yep. 4th grade comes to 4-H. So.
Did they change the rules on showing at the fair for kids? I mean, I thought once you graduated, you couldn't show anymore, but now they're letting...
Yes, they did. So at our, so that depends on each county. Each county fair is different.
Okay.
And last year, our fair board approved that they could FFA could show up until 21 per the FFA guidelines. So,
okay.
Yes, they can. 4-H members are still only until the 12th grade or right after they graduated.
Okay,
I
knew there was a change
there.
I wasn't sure how that affected everything. So, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got a few more. I know last year we had a few graduated members, I think a lot of them in the swine division. So that was great to see more people out showing.
Always good to get in and people active and
exactly.
Involved.
Exactly.
You know? There you are. All right. Anything else before we run out of time here?
I don't think so. I mean, we have lots of stuff going on. Just check, like I said, our Facebook or our website, extension.iastate.edu/powashik. We have a lot of our ag events on there as well and any information about the things we've talked about today.
Okay, yeah, and there's a couple of different things. There's Crawfordsville Field Day coming up on the 19th.
Yes.
I know that. And there's also that webinar you mentioned on the 20th.
Yes.
About grazing cover crops. So, yeah. So a lot of that stuff you can find out at the website.
Mm-hmm.
And get all that good information. You can always find 4-H information. What is it again?
Powashik County 4-H on our Facebook. Yep. Facebook. Contact us through there, too. That works.
Or the magic number. It's 623-5188.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for making the drive
in. Of course. Thanks for having me.
A nasty morning like this. Be safe out there. And that'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk. Brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Your news, sports, and information source for